Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. May the force be with you. Very excited about having a new friend on the show. Martin Avila is here. Martin is the CEO of RightForge, a full-service technology infrastructure company, and he's here to talk to us about how we take our world, not just our country, but our world, back from big tech. Martin, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Good to have you on the show, Martin, and I've been enjoying your writing, kindred spirits in terms of what we need to do. I started warning people about social media platforms a dozen years ago. I declared myself the social media heretic, and you know, a heretic is a true believer who doesn't like the status quo. And I could see back then, I mean, a dozen years ago, I was telling my audience and whoever read whatever I was writing, do not trust these platforms. They're not on your side. They'll never be on your side. They'll suck you in and make you think that you're golden, and then they'll change the rules overnight, and if you've got all your customers over there with you, then they'll be gone. I've been warning people about this for a long time. I've been warning people about Google for a long time. I was complaining about Amazon years ago before I ever dreamed they'd have the stones to cancel an entire corporation, like as if GM could cancel Ford. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, you're certainly ahead of your time and with respect to your concerns. I think, you can look at why people wanted to use it and the enormous impact that it had. I mean, if you look at, former President Trump and even candidates like Ron Paul and Bernie Sanders, you can see why people want to use these applications because it can have enormous impact. But you're exactly right that in the sense of the amount of control that they have over how we share information and who gets to see it, you really, really brought ourselves to get in a really dark place. And they do have exactly that control where, Ford can, or, GM can cancel Ford in a lot of ways. To your point, you're exactly right.
I've been around a long time. I thought I'd seen just about everything. But when I saw Amazon, Google, and Apple cancel Parler, I'm still astonished by that. And nobody did anything. And now I'm not surprised. I knew Amazon was capable of this because they've done this to me. They basically canceled me. I've never told my audience all this because it would sound like I was whining. But they basically, there's no telling how many book sales they've cost me the way that they sell books and they hurt. They hurt small business owners. As you know, people think that Amazon is good for small business, but it's not. And these companies are not on. And somebody called them communists one time to me. They said, "Well, they're communists." I said, "No, they don't have an ism. They don't care. There's no ism except their ism. Their own country. They have their own economies. Even. What do you think?"
I mean, I think that we have every incentive, and we have every in terms of protecting our businesses, having control over how we grow our businesses. I think if you rely on any one thing, that's not a smart business decision.
Right.
And I think that you are essentially owned by that process. And I think so without even calling any one platform out, I think that's clear as day. The competition's a good thing. Alternatives are a good thing. Having your own control over your lead stream, as much as that can be. You're always going to be reliant on you're reliant on the local newspaper.
Right.
You were reliant on the yellow pages at one point. To generate leads. you know,
but they didn't have, they were just an offerer of a product. They weren't controlling your information. They were just a conduit through which you,
right.
you pushed information. They didn't keep the information
right.
that they were delivering to you. And the thing
exactly.
is, the thing is that what I've been trying to get across to people, it's astonishing to me how many people think, well, this is, we've had things like this before, you know, we've gone through this before, and I keep reminding people, no, we've never, no living
yeah.
human has ever had to transition from an analog world to a digital leverage world. This is new, isn't
it? You're absolutely right. No, yeah, it's way more all-encompassing now,
yeah.
right? And so we really have to look at, you're exactly right.
This
we've
is
had
new.
These things where we've relied upon those leads, but this is completely different in the sense that it is entirely all-encompassing. It touches every facet of our lives.
Hold on to that. Martin, hold on to that thought. We've got to
yeah.
take a quick break. When we come back, Martin has an idea for straightening this out. And we're going to let him talk about that after the break. 20 till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Right back with Martin Avalok. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.